Good morning with Brookings Radio News. I'm Perry Miller. The prosecutor of South Dakota's most populous county is apologizing after a report raised issues about his behavior. Minnehaha County State's Attorney Aaron McGowan was absent from work without explanation from mid-July through mid-September. Governor Kristi Noem asked the Attorney General to investigate, and the report made public Wednesday cited concerns about McGowan's drinking. In a statement from his office, McGowan apologized, quote, for allowing his personal struggles and medical issues, end quote, to rise to the point where law enforcement was called to check on him. But he also says he disagrees with some parts of the report, saying they were taken out of context or relied on anonymous sources. Authorities say a South Dakota man was taken to a Minnesota burn center after he was injured in an explosion at his home. The Dade County Sheriff's Office says the Butler man was trying to light his furnace Thursday morning when something went wrong. The unidentified man, the only one in the home at the time, the man taken to a hospital in Webster, then to a burn center in Minnesota. His injuries not believed to be life-threatening. There was extensive damage to the home. South Dakota's interim legislative hemp study committee is in the process of writing a bill to legalize the growing of industrial hemp in 2020. This despite the governor's threat to veto any such measure. The committee won't finish the proposal until the USDA issues federal rules. South Dakota Farmers Union lobbyist Mitch Richter believes that will happen soon.
It's largely the same bill that we had last year, with the exception of the new information that we've received in the last 8 or 9 months have been incorporated into the bill, and then we'll wait for the USDA to put the rules out, and hopefully that will come this month.
He believes lawmakers will come up with a measure that meets the governor's concerns, especially with the technology that can show the marked differences between hemp and marijuana. He says the Farmers Union is in complete support of legalizing industrial hemp. That's news.